This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
This is Best of the Rest, as usual, Jay Loving and my podcast partner, Dennis Chandler.
Howdy, howdy. And I've only had like two or three shots of whiskey to finish off the day.
Okay, well, I've had nine, so you're going to have to carry the load on whiskey for tonight.
Yeah, we'll see. I built up a tolerance, so this is probably just more just quenching my thirst than actually doing anything.
Right.
So, but anyway...
This topic is one you thought of, so you introduce it.
We'll see. I guess we were trolling for topics and everything like that, and this came out, like, I think earlier in the month, but I didn't read about it till last night. But Wasted Space from Vault Comics is now going to be at least a minimum ongoing of 20 issues as opposed to a limited series, so, you know. Congratulations to, how do you pronounce the writer's name again? I'm sorry.
Michael Morisi.
Morisi. Yes. Yes.
Yes. I don't know who you read about it, but if you ever would learn Twitter, he tweeted about it 2 days ago. So.
Well, maybe that's where I heard about it. Well, hey, I'm actually trying to pay attention to the Twitter. I guess you just got to be following people. But anyway, so he's going to an ongoing and, you know, Vault's only had one ongoing so far and that really, hasn't really, they say it's ongoing, but it's not really going because I haven't seen anything since like issue 6 or 7, and that would be Heathen. I haven't really seen anything, and that's been like probably 8 months, so. And we're seeing a lot of, that seems to be the general trend in independent comics. You know, most of Aftershock is minis. They might pick up later, except I think, is Animosity the only one? And maybe Dark Arc. There's like the only two books there that are continuously ongoing. The rest are like 4 or 5 miniseries. And, you know, most of Vault's been that way. And you'll see that for most of the independents. And I kind of thought that was, you know, just basically how they were kind of going. If you didn't have like a shared universe or something, because I think it's easier to tell mini, stories that have a start and a beginning and an end as opposed to trying to keep something going. You know, that's kind of what you see with the big two. Some of the issues are they have characters that have been around for 70, 80 years. You just got to keep, when have you told all their stories? When you know, at some point you're just rehashing the same thing over and over again. And you kind of have to do an Elseworlds or an alternate dimension or a multiverse thing to kind of get something different. So, you know, I thought it might be an interesting discussion to see, you know, mini versus ongoing if you're not, you know, a big established character or you're something not in the big two.
I think it's well worth exploring, yes. I do have some thoughts on
it. Yeah, what are your thoughts on Wasted Space going to an ongoing status?
I'm glad to see it. I think it's a very good series. We've talked with Michael. We had him on this podcast. I like to see it because, in my opinion, a lot of what drives the limited series is not so much that we can't create a sustainable character. I think bottom line, it's just plain economics.
Mm-hmm.
These smaller publishers can't afford to have a lot of ongoings because they're not selling that many copies of a lot of books. So what this tells me, this is pure speculation, that Wasted Space has been doing phenomenally better than they probably initially anticipated. And maybe one of the best-selling, if it may be very well the best-selling Vault book they've had so far.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the numbers. Would that be on the Chroma? What is that website? Chrome?
Comicron? I haven't
Chromacron,
looked at it.
Comicron. Yeah.
But something, it has to be selling very well or they wouldn't be doing this. They would not be doing this if it wasn't selling.
Yeah. I also think that, you know, the other thing is a lot of minis, it's easier to get optioned for a movie or something than an ongoing. So maybe that's been kind of the trend. Because you kind of see that a lot with, like, Mark Millar with all his stuff. He'd only write 5 or 6 issues, get it optioned or whatever. And you're seeing that with, I think, a bunch of other Image titles. And you're seeing that with some, you know, starting to see some independent ones. I think Vault's had some stuff that's been optioned. I think Aftershock has. So maybe that's what, you know, indie comics have kind of become, is kind of the pitches to movie studios. And, you know, a pitch isn't an ongoing.
True. And another thing, and I've said this on the podcast at least twice, maybe 3 times, I think a lot of publishers also look at, they're starting to look at the trade paperback and the collected editions. Mm-hmm. And 4 issues, 5 issues is the right perfect number for a trade paperback, which gives the publisher, there's no question, it gives the publisher a bigger profit margin, and they probably sell more of those, or at least enough of those, to make a good profit over the individual books.
How many pages would that be?
Well, you're looking, okay, 23 is an average, so we're talking, you know, 72, 74 pages. Put a little bit of extra content, like the covers and maybe some sketches. So you can get, you know, probably 80 pages. That's a 4. If you got 5, you get 5 issues, you got more than that.
Gee, it almost sounds like a 100-page giant.
It does. It does.
So, you know, and maybe going down a rabbit hole there. So I wonder if that's kind of what DC is experimenting with, these 100-page giants in Walmart. Say those do pretty good and all that. You could just start doing, I don't know, trade paperbacks that way. Or cheap versions of trade paperbacks.
You can. You know, and some publishers do pretty much just trade paperback originals. Fantagraphics is one. Fantagraphics releases very few, I can say probably less than 5 that I know of, periodic comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they do are is in paperbacks or hardcovers or collected editions. Even if it's serialized work, you know, in other words, it's not all a 100-page original story. Sometimes they will publish serialized work, but they'll wait until they have enough for a full collection.
Yeah. So I guess to kind of get back to the news, so Wasted Space, so you're keeping the same creator. Did it say whether or not he's keeping the same artist all the way through those 20 episodes or not? Or 20 issues?
I didn't see one way or the other.
So how do you feel about, you know, that? That's the other nice thing about if you do, you know, minis, is you keep the entire creative team all together. Unless you're the creative team yourself, like Sean Murphy on certain projects, where you can just do everything and it'd be awesome. But when you can do a team, it's easier for a mini, maybe. But, you know, if you do an ongoing, it's very rare that you can pair the same team up. And, you know, even if you do, occasionally you find nowadays they're like taking breaks. You know, I think like Saga, which is Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples. You know, they're taking a year-long break now from the book. And before they'd do like 12, 14 issues, and they take a 3 or 4 month break, and then another 12 or 4 issues.
Right.
So I guess those are some of the perils of the, you know, of getting beyond that. But, you know, maybe kind of to break it up. So series that last for 60 issues, and they had a plan, beginning, middle, and end, but they're 60 issues. How would you categorize those?
I would have to call that an ongoing.
But it had a planned finish.
True.
I mean, for some reason, ongoing to me means indefinite. There's no planned ending, or maybe major arcs end, but then you take off the next. I don't know. It's kind of a nebulous distinction.
It is. I mean, if you go by the strict definition of ongoing, yes, you would say it's, you know, interminable, like a Batman or Spider-Man or something like that. There's always going to be more of that coming. You can't call 60 issues a miniseries. You might call it a limited series, implies, I guess you could call it a limited, in the fact that it's limited to 60 issues, but I mean, the industry is going to call it an ongoing. They're calling 20 issues of Wasted Space an ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
I think did
did they actually say ongoing, or just that it's...
That's what Maurice said in his tweet. Yeah. He called it ongoing.
I know maxi series are usually like, what, 12 issues? So maybe we need a new word for like an ultra series or a... what else would it be? Maybe we come up, maybe listeners, we can just come up with something to call these issues that go for more than 12, around 60.
You're calling them listeners now, not viewers. That's
I know. Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying to adapt.
Okay. I don't, you know, it really doesn't, what you call it doesn't matter that much to me. It's, I know it matters to the publishers, but.
Okay. All right, so what do you think of it? What do you feel about series that start out and they sit there and they call them ongoing, but then they don't sell, and then all of a sudden they become miniseries about issue four, and they're going to end in like one or two issues? Do you feel like the wool's been pulled over your eyes?
Not really. Simply because I know enough about the comics industry and the publishing industry to know that small presses run very tight on money.
Mm-hmm.
And if something's not selling, I don't expect them to keep it going just because I want it to.
Do you expect them to finish the story at least, or the arc, or tie up some loose ends, or give some kind of closure?
I've learned to not expect anything.
Oh, so you have set your expectations kind of low.
Yeah, I've got the cynical view to it. So yeah, I would like, of course, ideally, I would like to see them finish the story. If I'm really liking the comic, I would like to see him keep going, but I know enough, you know, I'm not going to sit here and throw a tantrum
You're not going to go on a Twitter storm?
No, I'm not going to go on a Twitter storm. I'm not going to send death threat letters to whoever. I'm not going to do that because that's business. And that's what you've got to understand. And a lot of fans don't understand that comics, bottom line, is a business. They're out there to make a profit. They're not there.
Those comics don't print themselves.
No. They're not out there to make you as an individual fan or a group of fans happy. It's not an altruistic venture in that sort of sense. So no, I might be disappointed, but I'm not going to be overly bothered by it.
Yeah, you're not going to lie in your bed at night staring at the ceiling. Why couldn't they just finish that?
The way you worded it when you sent me that message was, are miniseries or ongoing series better for independent comics? And I'm not sure the answer to that question. Number one, I think you have to break it down further. Not just is it good for independent comics. I think you also have to say, okay, is it good? Are miniseries or ongoing series better for the creators? Are they better for the publisher? Are they better for the fan? I think it's a three-phase question.
Okay, phase one.
My first inclination would to say, well, yeah, it's better for the creators because they've got more of a guaranteed run. You know, yes, Michael Maurice's, if he's going to go 20 issues, that means he gets paid more. But also, you also have to think, well, that also... By doing that, he's now, unless he is as prolific as a Matt Kent or Jeff Lemire, that prevents him from working on some other project, perhaps, just out of limited time and resources. So there's two ways of looking at it.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. You've got the guaranteed work. It's just, are you going to, it's your creation, and great, you had this story, but are you going to get tired of them after 6 issues, get tired of it after 12 issues, get tired of it after 18 issues? I guess it's what your intentions were. And going in, if you thought it was an ongoing and you've got, man, I got so many stories I could tell with this character, I think it's great. But, hey, I've got this story. I want to tell it. Here's the characters in it. Start middle, end. Boom. That's right. Maybe a little bit more difficult to creatively, you know, keep it going.
True. Or
creatively have the interest.
And let's not be naive here. Vault has said, yes, we're going to make this a 20-issue ongoing. But if this gets along about issue 12 or 13 and the sales fall off, they will terminate it, you know, at whatever point. Mm-hmm. There's no absolute guarantee that they're going to go 20 issues just because they said they're, what their plan is.
Nope. It's a business, as we said. And, you know, they see some potential in it. That's promising. But when it comes down to it, it's like it can be the best story. But if, you know, people aren't buying it. So I'm hoping that them making it an ongoing, it gets a little more marketing behind it. Because granted, it had to be doing well. But if they're going to sit there and push it for 20 issues, then they need to kind of get behind it and push it out there so people can see it and get it.
But how much marketing do small presses actually do? I don't see a lot.
Well, I guess it's maybe marketing is the wrong choice. Maybe it's like incentives. They put incentives out to shops where, you know, they can put it on the shelf, and if stuff doesn't sell, they can return it. Or, you know, they start talking to more outlets and, you know, getting it out there. They put the creator on the whatever con tour, and he's at he's at different cons being interviewed. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how the marketing exactly works for comic books, unless, you know, there's a movie or a TV or something going on with it that kind of gets the more news on it. But I don't know. You can take out ads and previews. You can take ads and comic shop news or get it talked about. So, and I'm sure there's websites out there that talk a lot about comics. I don't frequent too many of them, but I'm sure there are.
Well, with Marisi too, there could be some crossover with other media because he writes novels. Mm-hmm. So he's going to book fairs and not just comic cons. He's got that one book, Roche Limit, that's now been optioned, you know, developing a series on it for Sci-Fi. So, you know, as people are doing promotion for those things, they could also mention, oh, yes, in addition to this, I also write this comic book called Wasted Space. You might want to check it out. So,
how many issues was Roche Limit in total? I know there were three volumes. Was it about 18 issues?
I can't say. It would be a total guess.
I remember reading it, but I can't remember. Yes. But I read it in trade paperback form, so I don't know how many actual single issues came out.
Right. I couldn't tell you. Like I say, it would be just a wild-ass guess, anything I remember I came up with.
Well, there are three volumes. We'll sit there and say 18.
Okay.
With that's the acknowledgement good. That's a guess.
That's a big guess because we don't know.
Yeah. So is Wasted Space getting 20 additional issues, or is it going to be 20 total issues with what's already out there?
Again, that's another one I don't know.
That's why I wanted to talk to you, because I thought you were going to be in the know.
Not as much. I mean, basically, from what I understood just from the tweet, when they say 20-issue series, I'm assuming, logically, the most logical thing would be that would include issues already printed. Because you wouldn't say, we're going to make this a 20-issue ongoing. Oh, but these first three that we've already published are not part of the ongoing. That doesn't make any logical sense.
They're the prelude. they're the zero issues. The zero series.
Well, there's three of them, so you'd have to be the -2, -1, and the zero.
Well, let's just let's think about it logically. So this is going to be a 4-issue series, and if the ongoing's 20, you put the 4 and the 20 together, that's 24. Hey, that's two maxi series.
All right, whatever you say. I'm not gonna.
Okay, so you had a 3-phase question. We've gone through phase one. What was phase two? What's best for the publisher?
Publisher, yes. Is it best for the publisher to have minis or ongoings?
From a risk standpoint, probably the minis, because, you know, you're committed to 4 issues, you put them out, and they either sell or they don't. You don't have to cancel anything. You just, you know, and you have a complete book. You can then wrap it up into a trade and get more from it. So Minis are the safest option, I would think.
I would tend to agree.
They're also great pitch decks to movie and TV studios. Here, read this trade.
That's probably the case, yes. But I don't know. There's probably arguments on either side.
I mean, what's the con for it? What's the con for a miniseries? You may have something that people really like and then it just ends, where it could have just gone on and on.
True. Yeah, you're right. I'd say probably the miniseries is the safest. But I also think you get a better chance of turning more profit with an ongoing.
Yeah, it's not the most lucrative.
If all 20 issues of this sell, and they sell well, of course the publisher is going to make more profit than they did with a 4 or 5 issue miniseries. But those are few and far between. And like you said, Vault has not had many ongoings, and the ones that they are having are not as seemingly ongoing as people would like them to be. I can't remember. It was trying to think of that other title.
Which one?
We saw 4 issues, and there was another Vault title. We saw 4 issues and haven't seen anything since.
That was going to be an ongoing?
I don't know if it's going to be an ongoing or not. I believe it never finished an arc.
Oh, is that the one with the crazy artwork?
No. Damn it.
And, you know, they put the people's brains in the Autonomons, and they had that was their prison sentence to labor. What was that? It's been so long since issue 2 came out, and issue 3 I've never seen issue 3. I can't remember what it's called.
Okay.
And I don't think Vault ever finished Powerless, and I don't think they ever finished Failsafe.
Failsafe, that's it. That was it.
And I don't think they finished The Chasm. But, yeah, I think Vault's been a better publisher for schedules than Black Mask has. But they've got a few they still need to finish up. But at least they don't put out trades with just 3 issues.
That is true. So let's face it. Okay. The second one, are they good or bad for the reader, the customer?
That's kind of tough. I do like a good miniseries, but if you really like something, you kind of like to see it explore that universe some more, or go more into that world, or see some more of the characters. And most of the time, I don't think you ever see creators continue miniseries. They might. I don't know. It kind of depends. I mean, here's the thing. I know some people that just won't read miniseries because they're not ongoing. Or though, what happens is they know it's a miniseries and they want to wait for the trade. But then that kind of indicates that it's not a good seller. So then the trade comes out and it sells pretty good, but, you know, the creator's moved on. You know, it's kind of a delay. You know, you got a delayed gratification there. It's like people like it. It's cheaper for me to wait for the trade. I'm just going to wait for the trade. Sales don't look good. This isn't that great. Time to move on. I can see that one way it playing out.
I don't know. I'm not sure what people prefer. I think a lot of people do like limited series. I like limited series in a number of ways. One advantage to me of limited series is it helps keep the cost of buying comic books down. Because I'm always, as we're going through a new series comes out, there's always, as something else is beginning, something else is ending. In other words, if every comic that small publishers put out was ongoing or 20 or more issues, well, the more you keep adding, the expense keeps coming up. And nothing's ending, or it's very rarely ending.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to buy fewer titles just on a budget basis if they were coming out.
But do you buy the floppies or do you buy the trade?
Well, I buy a lot, mostly stuff. I buy the floppies because I'm trying to keep current with a lot of things just for this podcast. Now, there are some things, yes, I will wait for the trades, and I'm doing that more increasingly, but that's just one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things I don't know. There are a lot of stories that I don't think could go past 4 or 5 issues, and they shouldn't. And I think it's, you know, I like reading short stories, but I also like reading longer as well. So I don't have one preference over another.
Yeah, I like the, you know, I like your classic story structure, beginning, a middle, and an end. And that's, and, you know, I think sometimes that's what you see with, like, event fatigue or some of these ongoing stuff fatigue is, you know, it just, it's like this, you know, the story just keeps on going. There's never any resolution. There's, you know, it's just, you keep just rehashing and resetting. So, I think miniseries are, you know, a good answer to that. But what do you think about, like, miniseries with, you know, ongoings that are kind of masked as miniseries? The ones I can think of are like the Hellboy stuff, where, you know, they have continuous numbering on the inside of it, but if you looked at it on the stand, it's like they have the arcs, and they go issue 1 through 6, and then they'll start a new arc, 1 through 6. And I think you started to see Valiant start to do that with, like, Bloodshot and some of their other titles, where, and there was some griping from people, it's just like, why don't you just keep numbering it like that, and then some people like it as the miniseries format. But, I mean, that's a different, you know, that's a different variation of, like, miniseries within an ongoing. Does that kind of blend the best of both worlds?
Yeah, I think so. I think you have, yeah, there's certainly that possibility.
Or, you know, are those just arcs? They're just labeling it different, so they always have, like, so they have new different number ones. Because you got to remember, like, comic book publishers are addicted to pushing out number one issues.
That's because of the collectors.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of collect some stuff.
Well, I do too, but I'm just saying.
Not just number ones?
Not just number ones, no. Because, you know, number ones aren't necessarily always the most, get to be the most sought after or wanted comic books. And you know this, I mean.
Yeah. Yep. And I also know that some collectors and especially speculators just hate miniseries. You know, they feel, you know, the value of the book's not going to go up because, you know, if it's a miniseries, the characters and the story is just not getting that once a month attention or every 2 weeks attention. You know, the series is going to come out, it's great for that time, and then, you know, off it goes. Like, I think when God Country came out, it was very hot. Everybody wanted copies, it was selling well on the eBay, it was going up in prices and everything like that. And then you come here a year later, I think it's starting to heat up again because everybody's speculating it's going to get optioned for a movie or something. But, you know, yeah, after the series ended, you know, people got their eBay copies or something like that. We wait several months. It wasn't that hard to get a hold of. So I can see where speculators, collectors do not like miniseries. Because you got to, you know, books gain in value because, you know, they're gaining attention through some other media source, whether it's the ongoing is still going, or it's a TV or a movie. And even still, the TV or the movie thing, once it comes out and kind of fades, then you lose, you know, the interest in it goes down again. So an ongoing does keep its presence, you know, in the comic collective mind.
That is true. Well, I guess that's the three phases of that we're talked about.
All right. So do we have anything else on the topic?
Not that I can think of. I mean, that turned out to be shorter than I anticipated.
Well, but, you know, it's, you know, it's something that came up. You know, we kind of noticed it. We wanted to talk about it. And, you know, it doesn't have to be an hour-long discussion. If it's succinct and we get to the points, then there you go.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, plus it gives you less time of stuff you have to edit out.
That's true. All right. Well, with that, this has been another Best of the Rest. If you want to reach me, I'm at Jay Forgets.
And I'm at Oot Inger.
You can tweet the show at BOTR Comics. And we will see you later on.
Later.